Welcome back to the Pog Tournament Day 1. I'm Wally, and with me is my great friend Pikachu. Say hi, Pikachu.
Pikachu?
Yeah, so with us right now is Pokedad Rick, who just had a fun run at Pog Day 1, finishing at 6-4. Doesn't quite get him into the next day, but hey, that's a pretty good run for Pokedad, isn't it, Rick?
Pikachu.
Yeah, man, it's alright. I'm happy. I'm happy. I came into this tournament. I was expecting at least to try to go 400. I mean, 500. Sorry. A lot of emotions running. But to be able to come out with a winning record, I deeply, deeply feel good about where I am in the TCG world. Right! That's super awesome.
Pika pika.
So, what's next? Nothing. Just get back to the drawing board and figure out what to do for the next season. Any shout outs you would like to do? The only thing I want to point out to is I want to shout out my sponsor, Top Cut Central. Make sure you hit those guys up on their website to sell your bulk to Top Cut Central by visiting topcutcentral.com/bulkforboxes. There's a note section in the bulk submission from where they'll be able to say you were sent by the Pokedads. So make sure you do that. Oh, great. Well, sounds like you kind of sold out there, Rick.
Pika, pika, pika.
Aw, man, we don't do that. That's not selling out. What do you think, Pikachu?
Pika, pika.
I didn't ask you, Pikachu. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another brand new episode of Pokedads, a beginner TCG podcast sponsored by Top Cut Central. I'm your host, Pokedad Rick, and with me today is
Pokedad Scott
and Pokedad Aaron.
We sold out, baby!
Sell out with me, oh yeah, sell out with me tonight.
I can cut it and edit from that point anyways.
Yeah. I had to put the and in there, though.
just like that. Boom. Well, quick note. Pokedad Scott's not with us today, but he did pre-record some awesome material that we'll have stitched out through this episode like he never left. Except if you want to get a lot of cuss words or a little explicit of being like, Scott, are you paying attention? No. Oh, all right. Thanks, Scott. We appreciate it.
We have to step up our own cursing game today.
Yeah, which I have to think about it, but sometimes it works. Sometimes it just sounds forced, but
yeah,
that's just me with my personality. But other Scott news, today is his birthday, August 28th. So happy birthday, Scott. Wish you could have been chilling with us tonight because I have a nice cold one in my hand and a baby in the other. So the nice, it's not nice. It's Miller Lite. I got nothing, but beer is beer at this point.
Oh man. But yeah, happy birthday, Scott. Wish you all the best.
Thank you guys. I really appreciate it. It feels good doing this podcast. It feels good being able to reach out to the fans. It's great to be able to spend some time with my buddies. It's great to be able to do something that we enjoy. We get to talk to tons of people all the time. We get to reach out across the globe. And I couldn't think of a better birthday gift to myself or from my friends than to be able to record something about something that we really enjoy and we all are very passionate about, which is Pokemon. So, yeah, today is totally my birthday. I can't wait to get some drinks tonight with Pokedad Rick. He's going to be able to drink for the first time and fuck knows. Yeah, who knows? So that'll be good. We're just going to have some pizza. I just love pizza and relax, come downstairs, chill and drink at the bar and then just have a good weekend. So yeah, big 33, very exciting. Good times. I'm happy it's my birthday. I lived another year. COVID be damned.
Yeah, Scottie Pippen year. Woot woot. My Scottie Pippen year sucked. We got COVID. I almost died.
34 is the real year.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Except you're 34. You had COVID.
No, I didn't. I got my birthday before COVID.
Yeah, but that's what I mean, though. You turned 34 and then COVID happened the next month. So that's where we're at. But let's get into it. We'll catch up. We'll do some little things. First off, as you can tell from the skit and the beginning, PokéDads is officially sponsored by TupCut Central. We're very excited with this partnership. We can't wait to see where stuff goes. They're sponsoring our tournaments in the future, and they're also sponsoring our pack openings, which we'll mention them again before each pack opening in every episode. Mm-hmm. And like in the beginning, make sure, hit them up. We're going to send their bulk because their goal is to hit 2 million cards by the end of the year. And they're super close to 1 million. So let's get there, PokéDad Nation. Let's help out TopCut Central. And if they're happy, we're happy. And it means bigger and better things for this podcast. So welcome aboard. Thanks for having us. Let's see where things go.
You basically said it all already, so yeah.
Good. Yeah. And if people don't know, it's Dan Garman, a wonderful human being who's one of the triple heads of Dead Draw Gaming. It's going to be great. I can't wait to be working with him. He's a legend, and he's a nice dude. But we'll keep rolling. We'll keep this podcast going, not to bore you guys. So what we got today is return of our card of the week. We'll be talking about Rose Tower from Darkness Ablaze. So that's a fun little stadium card. And we had some fun events over the weekend. We had Pog finish. I'll let you guys know what I personally did in the tournament. And then the winner and the second place. So we got that. And what deck won it all might surprise you. But it shouldn't really surprise you. Come on.
But it might.
It's 2020. If you feel like a tournament happened, there's only one deck you should really count on. And also, And from some VGC news, we had the champion of the Players Cup for VGC. So we'll talk about who won that, what his team is, and, you know, just to shake things up. We don't really talk about VGC stuff here, but I felt like because it's Scott's birthday, we threw him a little bone, talk about some VGC news, even though he is not here. So without further ado, let's jump in and talk about PokéDad's Pog experience. Yeah. So many of you guys know. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to ask.
Go ahead.
So this is your first, like, in a sense, it wasn't an in-person tournament, obviously, but this is like the first tournament I've known that you've really kind of gone to and went for. What would you say was your overall, just like, how would you say it went? Like, not especially like how you did, but just the overall experience.
So it's different. It's a lot different. I try to win in and think of it as a normal PTCG match, right? Mm-hmm. You go in there and you're just trying to be smart, do your clicks and stuff like that. But I had butterflies the whole time. It's not like I can look at somebody, but I'm just like, oh God, what does he have? Or like in my head, I'm just thinking, he's like, here comes boss's order. Like, this is it. I'm just trying to calm down. But yeah, it's definitely not the same than that random tournament I end up showing up at in February.
Right.
And definitely different. But I'm pretty happy with the outcome. It just shows that what I've taken from this podcast and in all our chats over the last 8 months, I feel like I've grown as a player, and I should have went with my gut, and this is something I learned. But like, as people know, I went with Pikaram, just classic. Can't go wrong with Pikaram. It's one of the most consistent decks. And I was battling between adding 2 Vikavolts or going with my idea of adding Shuckle GX from Lost Thunder. He has a really fun ability where any Pokemon with two or less energy cannot take damage on Shuckle. So I was like, you know what? Why not? His attack is colorless energy. So for two colorless, he has a poison attack. Instead of one damage counter per turn, it's three. So, you know, I felt like I could do chip damage on the bigger VMAX Pokemon and then finish them off with full blitz. It was fun. When you think about all these giant Pokemon with two energy costs, mm-hmm. between Eternatus, Centistorch, Dragapult, that set up. But I felt like I didn't get as enough practice in as I liked of, due to the fact that it was also on a weekend that I had my daughter, and just in all fairness, the stuff with Top Cut Central took a lot of my time. It was going back and forth, discussing, talking to the Pokedads, and that took up a lot of my week. And Pokedad Adam and I didn't practice as much as I would have liked. But if I was able to continue doing what I wanted to do, I probably would have put the Vikavolts, because now I'm just not prepping those three VMAX decks that I was going to see. The Vikavolt would just let me play anything and mm-hmm. stop them from using item cards. But it's cool. It's fine. Aaron gave me the thumbs up for the Shuckle. I told him, I was like, you know what, dude, I'm going to pop a plant in my deck. And it was a lot of fun. The night before, I did a few pack practice rounds. I think, what did I say, Aaron? I did six. I won six in a row.
Yeah.
It was somewhere around. I was on fire. I felt really confident going into it. And yeah, we'll go in there. We'll jump in. I was in the pod one for U.S. Central time. That was 4 a.m. So this is what happened. Got up. Checked in. Finn starts crying. Okay. All right, that's cool. That's cool. So I try to get Finn situated. Couldn't calm him down. Missed the first match. Got to put up an L. So there's a loss there. To move on to day two in Pog was you had to win seven before you lost four matches. So Finn was crying, getting all that situated. Took the L. I was like, it's fine. It's 4 a.m. We'll get this situated. Next match came around 5. Still couldn't calm him down. Took a second L. Now I'm like, all right. Ray got two losses. But my goal for today is like, I just want 500. So if I could get 4-4, I'm going to be super, super happy. So finally, Finn's good. It's running around. It's probably like 5:45. And I finally get it going. And the first deck I play is Mad Party. Flat out. Start laughing, thinking about Adam, and handle it with ease. It was good. It's a fun deck. Don't get me wrong. All the wheels have to turn at once. And I think he drew really bad, or they couldn't get what they wanted. And I think I full blitzed on turn one round, and then the second round was over. It was like, just he tried to set up and I kept knocking him down. So I got the wins. I was like 1-2. I was like, okay, I was pretty happy. I was like, okay, I won. I won a tournament match where I won one in February too. So second match was baby Blounce, and I got wrecked. I got wrecked hardcore. Pika matches pretty hard when it comes to Blounce. And everything that went right for him went wrong for me. I couldn't set up properly. I couldn't get anything out. And it was a quick two-round loss. I was gone. I was like, okay. Okay, again. That's fine. So that dropped me to 1-3. Then I played a Cinderscorch. And that was a lot of fun. Went to three rounds. First round, I handed it to him pretty quickly. Second round was like back and forth. And I actually had Shuckle out, and it was pretty funny seeing a grass Pokemon standing up to a fire Pokemon. but due to the fact that he was taking poison, but he was just waiting until he pulled Boss's Order, and he took flipped Shuckleout for a Pikaram, and then got three prizes, and then that won that one. And then in the third round, it was very quick. I had everything set up really quickly. It was like Tapu Koko. I even had an energy switch, and he couldn't even evolve to a VMAX. Fun fact, I rocked Senda Scorch a couple times. I made a proxy deck. I know there's some hype on it, but that deck is not fun. Not fun. It's just not. I don't know, maybe after rotation hits and you're looking for other options, that Senda Scorch might become more relevant. I don't know. It's rough. There's other things to play. So from that point, I was 2-3. And the next round was Turbo Zacian. That was a lot of fun. But what I like about Turbo Zacian is I don't have to worry about ADP and trying to alter creation by turn one or two. Because, like, if you let them create and then I run heavy Dedendes. For the tournament, I ran two Dedendes and one Crobat. And that's, you know, he just has to boss order twice and then win the match. But he couldn't get the Monkey and Jirachi combo working either time. So that was super helpful. Yeah, the Oranguru is where you look at the top card of your deck and switch it with a card from your hand. And then from that point, you use Mr. Mime from Detective Pikachu to look at your prizes, or take a prize and switch it out, and then put your Jirachi Prism Star in that prize spot. So when you take a prize, you grab the Jirachi, and his ability is, if you grab the Jirachi from your prize, grab another prize. So you just continuously doing that through the match. But that was cool. So 3-3. Then it was 3-3. What was it? Pikaram match. That was pretty good. That went to three rounds. I just got lucky. I had back-to-back bosses orders. That was fine. That was a good situation. And then it was Eternus V for the sixth round, and that was fun. I think what helped me is I practiced that deck the most with Adam.
Okay. Familiar with it.
Yeah. What I found very interesting, and I'll get into it also later, is that he played four Piers. That's what the ability, the supporter, search for any type of energy card and a dark Pokemon. I chose not to run them because I felt like there were better options. But if you think about it, it's still kind of good. And no matter what deck, even say your plant deck, you could run it, because then you could grab one of your special energies and then grab a Crobat, and, you know, because everyone's going to play Crobat. It's true. It'll be your Crobat. But it worked well. Finn agrees with me that I did pretty good. So from that point on, I was 6-3, felt super comfortable, and it came down to ADP Zacian and my Pikaram. And I was super nervous. Super, super nervous. It was a lot of back and forth, but he was able to alter creation super quick on both rounds. And both times I was able to full blitz and get the five prizes, but I was never able to get that final prize. It was heart wrenching, because now I keep thinking about, like, those first two rounds I missed, and I was like, I could have hit day two if I wasn't messing with my beautiful son.
Responsible.
But in all fairness, I did not have time. Like, this was all early morning, and try to do it the next day, I'd know Shannon would be like, "What are you doing?" I'd be like, "I made it to day two. I can win $500.
Babe, this is, I'm doing this for you.
So, yeah, it was, It was really good. I had a lot of fun. I'm going to look into, I really want to get into more online tournaments just mm-hmm. to help get Polkadad's name out there, because like more people understand, are like, oh, these guys actually play and they know what they're doing. We're like, oh, we're going to listen to Polkadad.
Yeah. Of course we know but, what we're talking about, always.
Yeah. Except when Adam's here, then we're wrong.
Yeah, then we're wrong.
So, I enjoyed it. Thank you for everyone that ran the POG. It was a lot of fun. No chit-chat, no people messaging me later if they lost or being mean. Or it was good. But yeah, that was good. But we'll get into it. The POG champion was Isaiah Brander, who ran Pikara. So going to end the final, you know, the big final tourney before the next season and rotation happens, he ran a Pikaram Vikavolt 2-2. So two Pikarams and two Vikavolts. And he was in the finals against Sander Wojcik. If I said your last name wrong, buddy, I super, 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 super sorry. But he ran probably one of the last control decks that we'll see for a little bit, because with rotation, they're mm-hmm. losing a lot of cards. And what really made that finals very unique is if it was a normal control versus Pikaram, mm-hmm. I don't think Pikaram would have stood a chance. Due to the fact that he had Vikavolt and he was able to continuously just attack for 50 and not having your opponent play item cards mm-hmm. kind of messed up the control deck. So
yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So what ended up happening was it was a 1-1-1, and Isaiah was able to take the win because he won. He took more prizes at the end of the day, and that was tough. But again, congratulations, Isaiah. It was a lot of fun watching it. You had a really good season. I think he came out pretty good. I think he won, I believe, two regionals. I don't think completely, but he was like in a top eight in two regionals this season. So able to put this on his belt and the first POG champion. That's good, man. And
congratulations.
If this truly is the end of Pikaram, which I'm not going to say, because I'm not one of those people that are going to be like counting Pikaram out and somehow it finds life later. I'm going to be that guy. But I mean, if this is the last hoorah for Pikaram, what a way to go.
I feel just like get you're the help really of. Saying it's coming to an end, Rick, just based off all the... I'm not saying, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, folks. Pikaram is dead. Per Polkadad Rick, specifically.
Well, it's tough because you're losing a lot of good mm-hmm. cards today.
Yeah.
You're losing Electro Power, which gives you a boost of 30 damage, and then you could stack it. You lose Thunder Mountain, which takes one of your lightning costs down one, so you... You could do, you know, full blitz by turn one with only two energies. There's a lot of things you could do. And Vikavolt, you could do the item lock for one energy. So you also lose Zoroark. Wow. He's a cat poker. He's a pet, you know, he's like electric cat looking dude. Mm-hmm. He has the ability where if you have a lightning attached to your lightning Pokemon, they get free retreat. So that's a big, big staple that you lose. But you never say never. Tapu Koko is still in the format, so you're still able to accelerate energy that way. You still have tag switches. You still have... What's interesting is like you look at Sword and Shield, and every time you think Pikaram is out, Sword and Shield always has like a partner new electric Pokemon to play with. Mm-hmm. So in Sword and Shield, we got Tapu Koko V, where it was free retreat, attack for one energy to draw two cards, and then he had I think it was three energies to do 200 damage, but he couldn't attack on your next turn. So that was fun to have one off due to the fact he had free retreat. And then in Rebel Clash, we got Bolton V. Fun card, accelerates, unlimited damage when it comes to playing as much energy on the field. And then in Darkness Ablaze, Vikavolt, you know, our new toad in the format. So you're going to probably see this card somewhere pop up in other decks in the mm-hmm. future when you don't have to play item cards. It's good. It's relevant, and we'll see some kind of form of a Vikavolt deck for probably the next year and a half to come. So get ready for that. Other tournament news, we'll just keep going, mm-hmm. is that we have a player cup for the VCG winner this past weekend, and his name is wonderful, Santino Supa Santai Torquino. Baby, that's how you say his last name. Again, sorry if botching is super bad. We did this due to the fact that, for like I said earlier, Polkadot had Scott, but he's not here. But the guy won the whole Players' Cup, Aaron.
Yeah.
Without losing a single set. Just
damn.
Just ran it this past month and a half. And his team is a little different than they come to see in the VGC world.
Why is that?
So he runs a Colossal as his main attacker, mm-hmm. which not a lot of people have rocket, but due to the fact with the new DLC, we got that new legend fighting Pokemon, Urshifu.
Yeah. One of the bears, yeah.
Yeah. He has an attack where it boosts Colossal megatons. So they work really well together. And then you add Rillaboom, who also helps increase abilities, and then Togekiss. It was just a really, really unique combo to see with his starting six. And then to finish it off, he had Dragapult, which is a really good VGC Pokemon, and Incineroar. So, Santino, congrats. Hopefully you figure out what to do next, because half your team is banned after the Players' Cup. So, Rip, Rillaboom, Incineroar, Togekiss, Dragapult. It was fun while it lasted. I think you still get Colossal. I think you still do. So, good luck. Yeah. So, good luck with your other Pokemon that you got to try.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what you come up with next for sure then. So, best of luck and amazing fucking job.
Yeah, that's crazy. He's like, yeah, no, I don't lose. I just play.
What's losing like? I don't know.
I don't know. It's funny. The only reason why I know about anything about, like, banned stuff is the Snorlaxian.
Yeah.
If you don't know Joe, he recently took a small break from TCG, and he's been playing Sword and Shield on the Switch like crazy for the last 2 months. And he's been doing the full, like, hatching eggs, trying to get the best version of that Pokemon. And then 100, it's like 100%. Is that how that works? Something like that.
IVs and all that type of stuff.
Yeah. I'm not a VGC guy. I don't exactly know how that works, but he worked all this up, and one of his Pokemon was Gyarados. And then they just banned Gyarados after he just did all the work. And he's like, oh, well, that's fun. So, shout out to the Snorlaxian. Hope you're okay, buddy. And if you need anyone,
brother.
Yeah, if you need someone to talk to, feel free to hit us up.
That's rough.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got two big tournaments. The Players' Cup for TCG is this weekend. So I'm really interested to see how that pans out. And if people consider this the ultimate world champions, or do you consider Pog the champions of this season? And follow us on Twitter at PokeDadsTCG. I'm going to probably run a poll for that. That'd be very good to see what people think. Personally, Pog is everything. You had champions played. You had really good players there, where Players' Cup was like, some people did it, some people didn't. And It's not real. It's official, of course, because it's from Pokemon, but it's good to hear what Pokedad Nation thinks. So, but outside of that, man, our skit last week, thanks for the love, everybody that reached out. Mm-hmm. Knowing that Darkness Ablaze has been a pain in my ass to find anything. And we got that idea for it due to the fact that we went everywhere. We just kept going to places and would be like, the double booster pack's gone. Elite Trainer box is gone. And every once in a while, we found a Zacian box or a Zamazenta box. And you only could buy so many of those because you only get two packs mm-hmm. of Darkness Ablaze. And then the other packs, you're like, I don't care about those. I just want Darkness Ablaze. So there are rumors speculating that they're already done. They're out of print. They're not reprinting it. They're going to move on to Champion's Path. That's happening next month. Also with the reprints of Hidden Fates. It's a total lie. Pokemon underprint the set. I don't understand how you underprint a set that has a Charizard in it.
Right.
You would think they're going to be like, we got to make sure we have a lot of this card. I'm sorry, that was a really bad president.
I wasn't even sure what that was at all. Yeah. I was super confused. I'm like, yeah. This is deep voice Rick.
So, Pokemon understands what's going on. They're currently working on it, and we should have more products soon. And thank goodness, because I still have not pulled a Crobat. I need a Crobat. I need... Well, we want to play four in a deck. But yeah, we need we'll say at least eight. No, at least nine. Yeah, we need nine Crobats. I don't need to be fancy. I don't need a full arts. Well, I could use a couple full arts. I'll keep those for myself. And then the other dads just get the regular Crobats.
Uh-huh. So. Uh-huh.
So moving on, we're starting to get more little sneak peeks at maybe Vintage Voltage coming out in November, or a sneak peek of cards coming out in February. It's kind of hard to tell because Champion's Path for us is kind of like made it a little bit harder for us to figure out like what's coming out per set. Mm-hmm. But for all those Charizard lovers, we got our first basic, well, it's not basic, but our first one prize Charizard in Sword and Shield. And let me tell you, it's a doozy. It's pretty good. So, a whopping 170. It's not bad for Stage 2 Pokemon. I really hope maybe one day Rare Candy goes back to the old Rare Candy where you could play Rare Candy, evolve your Pokemon from your bench on the turn that Pokemon was placed. So maybe Stage 2 Pokemon could be relevant in TCG again.
Yeah.
So,
okay,
that'd be...
Let me read off the other stuff for it, too.
Okay, sure.
So I figured that would work good. I'll just go with... we have a new Charizard, 170 HP, ability. I'm not entirely sure what the name is, but it allows you to look at three cards from your deck and discard two, which I think is... I know a lot of fire decks pull from the discard, so I think it's a really good ability in terms of fire. Its attack... is 100 plus damage. It does an additional 40 damage, correct? For every
additional 50.
50, sorry. I can't read your handwriting.
Additional
50 damage for every Leon supporter in the discard pile, which really synergizes well, potentially, with the discarding and or, you know, obviously just using the card.
It's you get a max of 300
mm-hmm.
on a basic Pokemon. It's pretty good. Again, you have to evolve to get there, but maybe we'll get better cards in the future that will help Stage 2 Pokemon be relevant in TCG.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ability to grab a Leon card. Also, that's a new card too. It's a Leon support card. You play this card. Your attacking Pokemon for that turn gets an additional 30 attack points. So, you get everything situated. if you pulled it out from your discard pile or play your last Leon before you attack, mm-hmm. you can automatically get your Charizard up to 330 attack. Which and that's just shy to one hit KO Eternatus V, Snorlax V, VMAX, Eternatus VMAX, and Cyndiscorch? No, Cyndiscorch is 320.
320, yeah.
I feel like there was another Rillaboom? Big guy.
No, Rillaboom, I think also 320, right?
Yeah, 320-ish. But anywho, he's just shy. He's just a little shy, so maybe you play something. Yeah, maybe you play something that helps to get a little more little punch there. But that's great. And then now we can finally talk about that new Vileplume card that's coming out.
I'm super excited, you son of a bitch.
That there is no new Vileplume card coming out. Long story short, I was getting ready for the pod, and then I just wanted to have yank on Aaron's leg and tell him there was a new Vileplume coming out. And then Scott did a pre-recording before the podcast so we can, add stuff in. And he went on a rant thinking that a Vileplume was coming again.
That is all. But the worst part about it is that I'm like, there's a new Vileplume card? Because I didn't hear anything about this. So I'm like trying to Google stuff. I'm like, I can't find it. It's like, I'll send you the link later for it. And I'm talking to Scott before we start, me and Rick are talking here. And I'm like, he never sent me that link, but there's supposed to be a new Vileplume card. So then the rant goes into that, which you guys will obviously hear. It's amusing in that case, since it's completely and utterly, nothing to do with a new Vileplume, since it doesn't exist. And I am insulted and hurt. Our trust and friendship is broken right now, shattered into little itty bitty pieces. A little tear. Hopes and dreams shattered.
Yeah. Hey, don't worry. We all know there will be a Vileplume V card and a Vileplume V Max. So
I'm just saying that to make you feel it. Better and be your friend again.
Yeah, but it's going to work because it's going to happen.
I mean, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Aaron and I were currently looking for older Vileplume cards.
Yep.
If anyone's looking for trading or sell, we're going all the way back to Vileplume from Jungle on. There's 15 total Vileplumes, as you probably know from our amazing professor, Aaron, from the Rillaboom episode. and we're currently, we have five of them. I believe five of them. And they're all the relatively new ones. So we can go farther back, get Erica's Vileplume, Team Rocket's Vileplume. We're going to try to get them all together, and we're going to have a nice little plaque for Aaron's office.
Yeah. So.
DM us, message us, email us. If you're looking to sell, looking to trade, we have plenty of stuff to trade, and we deeply, deeply appreciate it because it's going to be cool. It's going to be really cool. And then the people that have already traded, thank you.
It's been
good. We just got the Hyper Rare Vileplume from Cosmic Eclipse in, so that was really cool. I know one of our buddies that's in our Pokemon Dad, our Pokedad tournament for Sunday sent us one. I still haven't gotten it yet, but it'll eventually come. Mail during COVID is a pain in everyone's butts. So, yeah, well, I guess that, other than that, last bits of news I have is this Sunday is the Pokedad's third tournament. Mm-hmm. It's all type only. It's gonna be a lot of fun. We have 16 participants. I was really close of getting 24. But I had problem getting three people to commit, so I probably had to get that situated and drop the other people because that wouldn't have been fair. Because I would have had three brackets plus a losing bracket would have made things a little bit easier to keep track of. I'm really excited for that. And also Top Cut Central will be sponsoring that tournament and our tournaments moving forward. So the 18 packs for the first place, the Zacian box, the new steel collection box from mm-hmm. Darkness Ablaze, and the 3-pack blister is all thanks to Top Cut Central.
Yeah.
So you guys play, have a good time, and Top Cut is there to support this situation, and we're super excited. And I guess without further ado, let's hear that grind that doesn't matter.
You're all welcome.
So, yeah. So cue the music.
You know what really grinds my gears?
So my grind this week involves a Pokemon that I happen to favor and another one that Pokedad Aaron happens to favor. So he brought this grind to my attention, which I guess I never really thought about it, and I'm not quite sure why, but I would like to know, Pokedad Aaron, there's a new Vileplume card coming out. Is that not correct?
It is. For Scope, we would have talked about it just before this.
Okay. All right. So you got a new Vileplume coming out. That's awesome. I'm super happy for you.
I'm happy.
I have
for
a
you.
Feeling. Oh, you should be. You should be. But I have a feeling you said this shit to me on purpose because I haven't had a brand new Alakazam card in fuck knows how long. Okay, what's it been, like 4 years?
Something like that. Yeah.
This is bullshit. First of all, so this is my grind, right? Alakazam is obviously. Well, let's just get the elephant in the room taken care of. Alakazam is obviously much cooler than Vileplume. Vileplume sucks ass.
How dare you?
Yeah, so let's just talk about that real quick. But outside of Vileplume sucking ass and Alakazam being so much better, how is it that my boy, Alakazam, does not get a new card for over 4 years? And if I'm incorrect, please, Rick, what do you think? Tell me what you think. But wait. The point is, Alakazam deserves a new card at least once a year. At least once a year. And you know what? I want the works done. Completely new. I want rainbows. I want shinies. I want glitter. I want fucking monster cards. I want everything. I want cool watercolors. All the shit. Give me everything, okay? This is bullshit. It is completely ridiculous that Vileplume gets a new card and Alakazam doesn't. And, yeah, it's a short rant this week, but it's very infuriating. I'm very upset. Abra, obviously one of the hardest Pokemon to catch in the games. It just uses fucking teleport right away. Once you get that bitch, you get Alakazam. It's like, that's the payoff. One of the best fucking Pokemon, hands down. So, frustrated? Yes. Should not be Vileplume card. I think this should be the last Vileplume card ever made, probably. Hopefully, you know, they listen to this podcast, the powers that be, and they decide that I'm right. Make me a new Alakazam, goddammit. Make me a new Alakazam. And that's my grind.
So, Scott, first thing to say is that, of course, they listen to this podcast, and that's why they made a new Vileplume and not an Alakazam. Because Vileplume is the best Pokemon, as we all know, and everybody on the podcast agree. Good.
I doubt that. No.
Everybody
no.
agrees. I mean, Vileplume is so good. I mean, she's been around since forever. She even has GX cards. What's Alakazam got? Not that, because he's just not that great.
I think that our fans feel bad for you when you talk about Vileplume, and they really want to make sure you know that they support you, but they're just so sorry for you. So that's why they like, in quotations, Vileplume.
Is, actually, I don't even know. Is Alakazam, he's not in Sword and Shield, right?
Why are you doing this to me?
I'm sorry, I wasn't like intentional. It was more of, can we see a card come out here soon? Because Alakazam's there, we can get like a V. But because he's not, I don't know.
I don't know why you do this to me. Why do you do these
Pokemon,
things to me?
Why are you hurting Pokedad Scott? That's the question here. In all ways, shapes, and forms.
You're hurting me too.
Why are you making me hurt Scott?
Well, but no, I'm curious what Pokedad Rick thinks, because your opinion no longer matters to me. So, Rick, what do you say?
Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
Well, thank you for that, Scott. I deeply appreciate your rant on something that's not happening quite yet.
To be fair, it was, in many cases, the reasons behind the rant. It's not necessarily because of the Vileplume, but because of the lack of Alakazams. And I can understand his frustration with my lack of new Vileplume. Get on it, Nintendo.
Even though you just had a Vileplume, like, 4 sets ago. It's all good.
That has been too long. I'm going through withdrawals.
Yeah, just buy old packs and just open them. Ooh, Vileplume. Ooh, Vileplume.
Ooh, piece of candy.
So, some Pokemon trivia. If people don't know, Alakazam had a big hiatus in the TCG world due to the fact that it was like a magician or something thought that Nintendo stole his likeness in Kadabra. So without settling and going into court or getting sued, Nintendo just stopped printing Kadabra cards. So before the importance of EX Pokemon, they couldn't print Alakazam anymore because you had to evolve from Abracadabra Alakazam. So near the end of Pokemon XY, or yeah, XY, YX?
XY.
Well, I don't know, I always do that, where we got Mega Alakazam that gave Pokemon an opportunity to bring Alakazam back. And it was a good time. Alakazam got a gold card. It's really pretty. There's like Umbreon in there. And no, not Umbreon. Umbreon's a dark one.
Yeah.
Espeon?
Espeon.
Espeon and some other psychic Pokemon. And if you don't have this card, you should get it. It's pretty cheap, but it's a beautiful card. And part of that rant is due to the fact that we have V cards and V Max cards, Alakazam will be back.
It's
time. Yeah, he has to at some point. And that'll be great. It'll be a good chase card for Scott to grab, just like a Vileplume V Max will be a fun chase card for Aaron to grab. So, I already got my Charizard. It's all good. Now we just got to get the Venusaur and Blastoise to come from overseas over here, and we'll get the original trio. It'll be a good time.
You just get all the easy ones.
Well, Rick, I do appreciate the support on that, but I would just like to say that I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in the Pokemon universe right now, and I'm hoping that someone rectifies it and makes it right. So, yeah. I want all my fans to boycott Pokemon until we get a new Alakazam. Thank you. God bless.
I make Pokemon easy, except it's not like Charizard's ever good. We'd even touch base on this. Is probably that new Charizard we talked about is probably one of the best Charizard ever made. If you think about like consistency and how it boosts its own power. Mm-hmm. Like, you might like Rushizard, but then you're like, guys, it's a good card. He can do 300 damage from his GX attack, and then he does a whopping 240 that you can only do once every other turn. And I'll be like, yo, listen, that's a Charizard and a Rashiram, but it doesn't count.
Yeah, well, this is a pure Charizard.
Yeah, pure Charizard. And then the only thing that comes up to my mind after that is Charizard for Team Up. Awesome ability. Grab two energies from your deck, put it on your Charizard, and then you can use that for its attack to remove fire energy to get an additional 50. Yeah, 50, right? Yeah, it's 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, he could do a whopping 130 ease, or you could save it and try to have him hit hard. I don't think the Zard won like anything like remotely super good, but it did. I know it placed, and that's a lot to say for a Charizard after 20 plus years of Pokemon TCG, where a Charizard is kind of relevant. So I put it up there. I know Ross from PTCG Radio also flat out and said this is the best Charizard card they've ever made, and I'll get on that train, Ross. The Pokedads are on that train with you.
At least
I'm really excited.
That.
Yeah.
I don't like any Charizard.
I'm really... Yeah, for sure. But the artwork is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I really like the artwork. Leon's in it too, so you can't go wrong. But let's get into our main topic, buddy. You ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Well, today is August 28th, a.k.a. the end and the beginning of the new rotation season of Pokemon, and we're losing some good stuff, man. Well, importantly, we're losing Skateboard, so we could say goodbye to that in the Jirachi combo. That was fun when it lasted.
Losing out on Volkner.
Volkner's gone, but I feel like, you know, there's some decks, even like as of now, didn't run Volkner anymore because there was just so many other support cards out there. But that's a hit. But losing Thunder Mountain, that's a bummer. Electro Power, that's a bummer. Metal Frying Pan is gone. So all those Zacian Turbos, Zacian ADP, and new metal Zacian, like Lucario new metal.
Yeah.
The ability to get rid of your weakness and take 30 less damage. That's a bummer, that's especially against the fire decks out mm-hmm. there. Or Guru, the annoying control one is gone. So I know everyone's happy with that. No matter if you're playing mill or control, people hate you. Everyone hates you. Don't play that stuff. It's not fun. But I know Jake from Metapod podcast.
Yeah.
He's a huge control fan. But I'm sorry, buddy. I can't deal with that. But also, shout out to Sean. He's a basketball fan. I found out this past week, and that's great. Two of the three dads are huge basketball fans. If you ever want to talk about basketball, buddy, hit us up on Twitter. I'll chat your ear off. Poker Dad Air just doesn't give a fuck.
That is accurate. Sports ball.
Sports ball.
I mean, I loved playing it when I could, but not basketball specifically, but like baseball, soccer, stuff like that. But I hate watching sports. It's so boring. I'd rather play them.
One of my all-time favorites, man, what was that, like two summers or summer and a half of us playing roller hockey on the street for hours? Yeah, no one even got hurt. Fun story. I collapsed in high school because I thought I had a bruised kidney, but I ended up having a cyst that erupted and was sent to the emergency room from school and was in the hospital for a day. I got home. Aaron calls me up. Asking him, I'm okay. I said, I'm good. He's like, you want to play roller hockey? I was like, yep. Here I am, peeing blood. And then just like, it's fine. Let's go play hockey.
Just walk it off, Rick. Walk it off.
Oh, showing our age. It's like a long, long time ago in the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. Also, so what we're going to lose a lot to is a lot of Prisma Star cards. You know, they were launching in the beginning of those series, and there's only a few left from Team Up. Mm-hmm. So we'll still have Shaman. Shaman's still in the format. Tapu Koko is still in the format. Black Market is still in the format. And one more. It's the Labyrinth card is still in the format. So we got four Prism Stars left, and a looked like a really cool idea for Pokemon, and I just feel like they dropped the ball with it. So outside of what Victini and Ditto, it wasn't really much we got off the Prism Stars. Okay. Thunder Mountain was really cool too. So
I think it's a biased opinion.
So Aaron, raise your glass to me, buddy. Let's give it up to the 2019-2020 season. It was a weird year. Didn't know exactly what would have happened in a Rebel Clash format or even Sword and Shield format, even right. though it was clear that ADP Zacian ran away with everything. But here's to new season of Pokemon, new decks, new strategies, and more reasons for us to continue making this podcast and saying lots of bad words.
Cheers. So
this is for you, Pokemon. Cheers. Was it already empty?
I had a sip.
Okay.
I had an itty-bitty sip.
All right. So we say our goodbyes, but let's say our hellos to possibly the dominance of water decks.
I'm all
could
for
that
it.
Be a thing? If the if everything's true and Pikaram falls apart, doesn't figure out a way to survive in this new meta, or it becomes still amazing and the only way Pikaram ever dies is from rotation next year, which I hope. I'm a huge Pikaram fan. But so let's talk about some water decks.
Mm-hmm.
And one, we'll start off with the easy one, Frostmoth.
Yep.
Lovely card from the Sword and Shield basic. has amazing ability where you're allowed to play as many water cards out on the field in attachment to any Pokemon you like. So, crazy acceleration. What do you think about that?
I mean, I think it's great. I'm also a huge, just as a disclaimer, a huge fan of us moving to water, because at least some of them are weak to grass. Which, you know, not all. There's a lot of lightning for the most part. But
Are they? I know they switched a lot of...
There's some decent heavy lightning, but there is still some grass in there. Not much.
Is there... I know because they changed... They started changing, you know, the weaknesses and stuff in Sword and Shield.
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't know. I have Darumaka in my hand. He is weak to metal.
Boom. Nailed it.
The vanilla cone guy, whatever that is weak to metal. So it looks like some water cards are weak to metal, so you don't have to worry about lightning.
That's true. So would that mean that lightning is still going to be a powerhouse then? Because that would just take away if water takes over?
Well, yeah, I see where you're going with that too. I'm sorry, I was trying to see what else I had in my cards in front of me, but I don't. I'm also distracted because we're on Discord and people are talking about the tournament. So, I know Lapras. I believe Lapras is still electric, right? It has to be.
Yeah, I get to my wallet.
Let me double check here.
Yeah, Galarian is mine. Lapras. I'm looking at a heavy bunch of lightning.
There we go. Let's see here.
It is heavy.
Yeah, Lapras is still. Yeah, but Lapras is lightning still.
Mm-hmm.
Frostmoth is lightning, or was it steel? I feel like Frostmoth.
Everything Darkness Ablaze wise, it looks like, is lightning and steel, which is interesting. So I stand corrected on this. I dislike water. Get rid of water. No. No, I think it's still going to be... I would like to see a meta shift. I don't think it's going to be as much of a shift because of its weakness to steel. But we'll see. You know?
Yeah, no, for sure. But I still think it gives an opportunity of some of these other decks.
Yes.
Where we'll lead into it. The new Whale Lord V card. Which I know is also weakness to lightning that mm-hmm. we'll be getting in Champion's Path. Aaron, do you still have that up? What he does? Yeah.
So Wailord V has 280 hit points. For one energy, you can attach up to 3 water energy cards from your discard pile to this Pokemon, which is freaking great. 3 energies is ridiculous. And then it has a 4... water energy move called Ocean Waves. This is 120 damage time or multiplied. So the effect is you flip 3 coins. This attack does 120 damage for each heads. So that's 360 if you get 3 heads using the coin flip stadium, I believe. I mean, that's 75% chance on each one. So it's a pretty heavy chance of always getting those 3 or at least getting 2, which is 240. So
yeah,
I'm excited to see it.
Yeah. And then that'd be a fun deck, and the whopping hit points it has for a 2 prize
right.
Pokemon is amazing. You can't go wrong with that. So I feel like that is going to see some fun archetypes, and I don't know, not necessarily mean that Frostmoth is the go engine for every deck.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's nice to have that ability to play as many water energies as you can, but there's other water Pokemon that helps you search that, especially when you can stack it like Lapras VMAX from Sword and Shield.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the GMAX pump. It does 90 plus, and then this attack does 30 more damage for each water energy attached to this Pokemon. So again, you'll be able to put as There's no limit of how many energies you could put on this Pokemon to increase its attack. And the effect is VMAX at 320, so pretty decent hit points. But if you go with that over a Wailord, of course, Wailord is a kind of a better option when it comes to water energy for attack.
Yeah.
Especially the new Wailord that was just announced earlier this week, or last week, I should say. Where, Aaron, do you have that one up still?
No, I do not.
Okay, no problem, I got it. So, one of the newer Wailords, it's 200 for a Stage 1 Pokemon. Has a fun ability that I don't exactly remember what it's called, but every time you attach a water energy to this Pokemon, you cure all special conditions. So that's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. So no matter what, like, it's paralyzed, and they're like, nope, here's a water energy. Then it's healed from it from attaching the energy. But it has water pump, but this water pump is a little different. For four hydro colorless, pump or water this pump? Is. Oh, it's hydro pump. Sorry. Did I say water pump?
You did.
Like a nerd? Yeah. My bad. It's hydro pump, but it's not your ordinary hydro pump. For four colorless energy, this attack does 10 plus, and it does an additional 40 damage for each water energy attached to this Pokemon. So it's 10 plus 40. So even the basic, you're looking at 170
mm-hmm.
for a basic, not basic, but 170 for one prize Stage Pokemon, one. Where you can also continuously put energy down on this water Pokemon.
Yeah, it works. And Synergize is great with Frostmoth.
It does. And also the water bucket card, I forgot the name of it, from Sword and Shield, where you're able to grab stuff from the discard pile and pop it back in your hand. It was up to, I think it's like up to three. Don't quote me on this. I apologize. Aaron, talk about gibberish and I'll get the correct thing as.
Fun fact. I got nothing. No. I actually don't know. No. So I'll throw this out while you're looking this up. I am considering, like, after like the talk we had last week, I am trying to find some time to try to make a Stunfisk deck. I try to put something together. Okay. So hopefully at some point in the next coming like week or two, I might have a deck that I'm like, I want to try this out. I think this might work. So that's what I got.
That's awesome. I'm super happy for you. Shit, was I wrong? I think I was wrong. It wasn't part of this set. Damn it. Damn it, damn it, damn it.
How old is this thing?
I felt like it's a relatively new card. Is it? Was it Rebel Clash? Oh, my goodness. Speaking of getting your deck situated, we also forgot that Tabletop Simulator is on sale this week.
Yes.
Do you know how long it's on sale? Like, is it still on sale today on this Friday?
I can tell you that right now, most likely. I know it was on sale when I mentioned it. I'll just Google. Oh, I'll just search it here. It is currently no longer on sale. Sorry, guys.
Oh, that's rough. I was going to pick it up tomorrow.
Well, it'll go on sale again. It always goes on sale. So.
Oh, no, I know. But I got it. I was like, when you told me about it, I was like, oh, I get paid on Wednesday. I'll pick it up then. And then now I didn't pick it up.
Yeah, too late. You can actually buy a Tabletop Simulator 4-pack for currently it says 60, which is technically one free. But it might also go on sale for all we know. When the normal one goes on sale, so we should wait and see.
Yeah, wait and see. Aaron and I will definitely pick it up because then we'll be able to test things without worrying about getting code cards on PTCGO. I got it. It's a capacious bucket. So search your deck for two water energy cards, reveal them, and put them into your hand, and shuffle your deck. So just ways of getting energy cards in your hand to use through Frostmoth. Mm-hmm. So, also another helpful, just real quick, also another helpful water card is Blastoise and Piplup. They have the attack where when you use this attack, you're allowed to attach three water energies to any Pokemon you'd like. So that's also fun, or where when you're trying to get stuff rolling early. So there's options. There's a lot of options out there for water Pokemon. And I'd like to see Frostmoth see some kind of light, even though it's a stage one. You have to involve it, of course. But hey, they have a really fun shiny gold card. So when you're looking to flex, yeah, so you'd be able to flex it. So that's pretty good. So watch out for water Pokemon. I'm pretty excited. All right, bud, you ready to go into the card of the week?
I am.
Awesome. No. So, welcome back, card of the week. We felt like it's time to bring back something, one, that we enjoy talking about, and two, a card that we did not talk about in our review last week. So make sure if you haven't listened to our Darkness Ablaze review, make sure you check that out after this episode. It's a fun back and forth between Aaron, I, Scott, and Adam, and we go over a lot of cards that you normally didn't think we would talk about or people are not thinking about, because this set overall does have some pretty unique cards, and one of them is this beautiful stadium, Rose Tower. Mm-hmm. Once during each... Oops, sorry, Aaron, you can do that.
How dare you? Rose Tower is a stadium card. Once during each player's turn, that player may draw cards until they have three cards in their hand. That's what it does.
It does. It's a fun little super, super small... was it Tropical Beach? Where you could draw seven cards into your hand, and then your turn ends. Yeah. Both players can use it. This one, very minimum. You can use this card to draw until you have three cards in your hand. And I just feel like in the right deck, of course, anything in the right deck, this could be very, very useful, especially hands that you go through resources super quickly.
Uh-huh.
And one of my favorite decks that we talked about in our podcast is Mad Party, where you want to try to get as many cards in your discard pile and in all your Pokemon on the bench to try to set up for a whopping 200 plus damage for Mad Party. Rose Tower in that deck will at least allow you to make sure that you always have something going on in your hand, even when you're running through resources, because all you need to get back into it is a Marnie or a professor's research, and then everything can start rolling again.
I mean, what I also like about this card is that it doesn't require you to, like, at the start of your turn, or when you're supposed to draw cards, you draw seven cards. This one, like, you could play through your entire hand and then grab three new cards. Like, if you know you're going to wipe out your hand, you can play them all, draw three new cards, so you don't have to, like, draw if you, you know, you have five cards in your hand at the start, and it doesn't let you. This one does, so I like that. You can pull it at any point in time and basically get three cards out if you're going to run your hand out.
Yeah, no, and that's a great point. Like any stadium, you can use the stadium's power at any point, unless it, like Aaron says, as if it's specified that, like, you must do this at the beginning of your turn. But no, you can run through your hand, draw three cards, and then do whatever you need to continue getting the card you need that you're desperately looking for. I think it's a really good card. We're going to see it for a long time. And I really like it in certain decks. Like I said, I really like it in Mad Party decks. And I think I really, really like it in Sableye and Applin decks, even though Turf Field is the number one card that you need to play in that deck, because you always want to grab Flapples as early and quickly as possible. But if it was come to a lot of resources, It might be fun to have that as a beginning card to just try to make sure you get the cards you need. But what do you think, Wood? Do you give it an effective not effective or super effective?
I'm going effective. I don't think it's... I think there's too many things that require stadiums that you can't play this, and that's the reason I'm giving it effective versus super effective. I think the effect's great, but I think that it's limited by the need for other stadiums.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, no, 100%. I go with effective, too. I like to see where this card goes and maybe whatever tech people come up with.
Mm-hmm.
And just I think it just helps keep things relevant when it comes to hand building and be able to go through your deck.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is a nice little card for Pokemon TCG. All right. Well, let's go through the home stretch and let's open some packs. What do you say, man?
I'm up for it.
Our pack openings are brought to you by Top Cut Central. Use code POKEDAD5 at your checkout on all single Pokemon cards to get 5% off on your order. Visit TopCutCentral.com. Aaron, you ready to open these three amazing Darkness of Blaze boosters?
Hell yeah.
All right, bud. We've got three boosters. One's upside down. Which one? What's the order? Let me fix it. Did I fix it? Yeah, I fixed it.
All right. Honestly, I like the order they're in right now. It seems appropriate. No.
All right.
Reverse them. I lied. Turn this at the end. Yeah, there we go.
All right. So we got Sasuke's... I forgot what... It's been so long. What is it called when he does the aura and the thing gets really large? Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I have no idea, dude. It's been forever.
It was... Yeah, it's like it was Itachi's move, and then he stole it from him. No,
not all good. All right, we got Harry Jack Dog 92 Rick's Nuts X-Ray Larry Jack Rondo Wood Boink. Yeah, you like that one. Steel Energy. A Pupitar. Azwellius, Fletchinder.
One of the coolest arts in the set.
Hippopotas. Golette. Skitty. Dino?
Is that... Yeah, that looks like that.
Dino. A Jigglypuff. A Star Raptor that's all shiny. And a Dracovish. Reverse holo?
The holo. Holo of it. Yeah.
Guy hasn't seen a Star Raptor in freaking forever, now that I think about it. So I'll read this one then, and you can do the last one. Let's do that.
Sure, buddy.
Yeah. All right. Harry Nuts. Mike 4 Gabriel Nuts Titty. Queen 499 Queen Harry.
I was getting a little scared because you've just been talking about nuts lately.
Hey, I got to step up where Scott's not here. So, Psychic Energy. Simipour. Luna Tone. Dartrix. Passimian.
The monkey.
I think that's Bunnelby. The card's wiggling all over the camera, guys. It's really hard.
Sorry, I was funny.
You're being a Passy if that sounds wrong. Vanillite. Gothita. Nickit.
You're naked.
Pupitar, reverse holo. And, a Scissor VMAX.
Nice. Look at that. Back-to-back hits.
So pretty.
Well, sort of, yeah. That's good.
Back-to-back.
Oh. And as in what we've been doing for the last few weeks now, as long as, you know, you get our co-cards, you also get a chance to win our pulls for the week. And right now, it's a was it Sizer, right? Scizor. Scizor VMAX and a Dracovish are the two options of this week's giveaway. So that's pretty dope. Mm-hmm. All right. We have Heather X-Ray 2, Michael 47, Leonardo, Richard Victor, Kimberly, Boyk, Harry Potter.
Caitlin with a K.
We have Fighting Energy. Ooh. We have that really good Glimwood Tangle, where it allows you to flip again. Laron. Laron, the evolved form of Aaron.
Of course it is.
Simipour is the water monkey. Shelmet, that's cool. Oh, that's Larvitar.
Larvitar.
Yeah, Larvitar.
Larvitar.
It's a Grimer. I don't need to move to see that one. That's Galarian I got this. Darumaka. And then a Sentret. Our reverse holo is Thievul.
Thievul.
Right? Thievul of Nyctic.
Like a thief.
And I gotcha. Thievul. Like, because he steals things. And.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Get out of here. So, back to back weeks, we have pulled Charizard V on our podcast.
Nice.
So. If you were looking for this Charizard and you didn't win last week, you got another beautiful option.
So
that's three white codes this week.
Nice. What's the question?
Sizer, I don't know. What do you want it to be?
How many? I don't know if it was mentioned or not.
Oh, what's our code to use at
Top
Cut Central?
Yeah. Boom.
To save 5%. Yeah.
I love it.
So yeah, question of the week, DM us on Facebook, Instagram, PokedadsTCG, or email us at PokedadsTCG@gmail.com. And a simple question: what is our password or passcode that you have to use at the checkout at Top Cut Central to get that beautiful 5% off on singles?
Mm-hmm. All right, man.
Yeah. Outside of that, a little shorter episode than we've been accustomed, but I felt like our 2-hour episode last week felt like it was good time to maybe just we'll take it back a little. Again, happy birthday, Scott.
Happy birthday.
We love you. We can't wait to celebrate in some way, fashion, or form. Mm-hmm. We're really looking forward to that. And if you're listening to us on whatever platform, if you're listening on iTunes, please give us a 5-star review, because you know, try to get us out there, blown up, polka dads everywhere. And even if you didn't like this episode per se, and you still be like, why would I give you 5-star? Because you like us. That's all. You really like hanging out. We like hanging out with you. It's a good time. If you're listening on iTunes, I already said iTunes. If you're listening on Spotify, please hit that follow button. Get that notification when this episode drops. But hey, we drop every Friday. If you don't know that yet, you should. Every Friday, it's a good time. And yeah, that's a good shout out to Top Cut Central. Can't wait to see where things go. It was a lot of fun. If I butchered any of the stuff I'm supposed to say, I'll get better.
My bad. I'll do better next time, I promise.
And as always, I'm Polka Dad Rick.
Polka Dad Scott.
And I'm Polka Dad Aaron.
I hope you guys have a wonderful morning, afternoon, evening, whatever it is. I hope you're watching NBA playoff basketball. It's been a lot of fun. Luka's doing all these crazy things with one ankle, hitting game winners, triple doubles. It's really fun to watch, though I really want the Clippers to win for some reason, because I want the Clippers versus the Toronto Raptors in the finals. And it'll be like, oh, snap, you guys remember when the Raptors had Kawhi Leonard and now the Clippers have Kawhi Leonard? Oh, my God, it's crazy. I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful day. Deuces. Boom, 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 boom. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another exciting... oh, goddamn.
Language. You have a child.
Yeah.